creating and developing a relationship with someone who has passed on, it fills that part of you, that yearning for them.
Welcome to Connect Back In podcast. I'm Morgan King, your host, and I'm so passionate about sharing with you the spiritual concepts that have transformed my life. It is not always an easy path, but I know within my soul that if it's good on the inside, it's good on the outside. Through interviews with experts and my personal experience, we will break down how to live a spiritual life in today's society. My hope is that you find the inspiration and support you need as you explore your own journey to connect back in.
Hello, it's Morgan King with Connect Back In. Thank you for pressing play today. We're going to be talking about grief and also creating relationships, continued relationships with those who have since passed on. I think an important thing to start off with is, depending on where you are in your grief journey, this episode can be helpful or maybe not. I think it's really important to allow yourself time and space to really feel your grief. I think in this world of positivity, which I think is beautiful and great, there is also sadness. There is also grief, loss, emotions that are a part of our human experience. And it is so important that we don't deny those emotions and label them as bad or wrong. It is the quote that always comes to me for this is Joseph Campbell's quote, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." And I think when we go through traumatic experiences beyond just like the passing of a loved one, whether it's a divorce, the loss of a job, the loss of anything, really, the perceived loss, if you will, it's really important for us to process those feelings. And my podcast is designed for when you're ready to move forward. It isn't about avoiding those feelings and not allowing yourself to go in and experience that. And it's, to be honest, very tough for me to do. I love feeling good. That is my focus and intention of every day, is how can I feel the best that I can feel? And how can I create a perspective that's going to serve me in the highest way possible? Because when I can come forward in a high vibe, light energy, it not only impacts my life, obviously, I feel better, I attract better things, I enjoy my life. And it impacts those around me, not only directly, like my family and friends, but in the world itself. Those who are connected are more powerful than millions who are not. And while that is true, it's also true that in order to feel those good emotions, or to feel good, if you will, we sometimes have to experience discomfort. And to me, what discomfort is those emotions that don't feel as great, such as grief or sadness or whatever might come up for you. So I think there's a time and a place for all of it. And I just want to preface this episode that you might not be in a space to really take in its message at this point in your grieving journey, if you've just recently experienced the passing of a loved one. And that's really what the focus is today. I think grief can manifest in a multitude of different ways, but we're specifically going to be talking about the passing of a loved one. And a reminder that we're not getting out of here alive. And when we can take a step back and recognize that death is a part of life, it makes it easier to accept in some ways, that we all come here with a curriculum, a life curriculum, and our soul has a journey that it wants to go on. And when that journey is complete, it is time for our physical experience to end. And we can't prepare ourselves for this, unfortunately, not only for our own crossing over, but the experience of another. Family conversations have come up where it's like, would you rather have someone die slowly and you're aware that it's going to happen? Or would you rather have it happen quickly? And I really don't think there's a good way. I think it's a loss on both sides. But I think for me personally, I found it really helpful to almost schedule in time to allow myself to feel whatever it is that I'm feeling. This episode is inspired by tomorrow is the anniversary of my dad's passing. It's been 5 years already, which is crazy. And I don't know, I don't know if I can say I've done a great job on my grief journey or not, because I think it's whatever. It's whatever it looks like to you. And I know that I'm doing the best that I can. There's parts of me that wishes it was over and I could just move on and not cry anymore. I'm so sick of crying about it. I say that a lot. I'm just like, oh, can I just be done with this? But I don't know if it'll ever go away. I think it's a part of who I am now. And you learn to live with it, and it becomes easier for sure. And there's moments where I'm like, all right, I've moved on. This is done. I can talk about my dad and not be sad about it. And we have this other relationship, which I'll shed light on to maybe support you in developing a relationship with someone who has passed on. And I have figured it out. And I'm no longer sad, and this is okay, and I accept it. And then there's days that I'm not like that, and I get really angry and frustrated that he's not here, and why did this happen? And I question it, and I'm even more upset that he can't meet my husband and my son, and yeah, just, you know, the humanness that comes with grief. And like I said, I don't think there's a right way to do this, but I feel as though for me, I'm still very much figuring it out. And so I don't know where you are on your grief journey, but whatever it looks like, it's okay. And maybe you can lend yourself some softness and some grace and allow yourself to just figure it out as you go. And I think we're all just trying to do that for anyone who has experienced the loss of a loved one, which I would suggest anyone has at one point or another. It happens. It's a part of this life journey. And so some things that I do, like I mentioned, I schedule time. So this anniversary used to be incredibly hard for me. His birthday has always been challenging for me. My birthday has always been challenging for me, but as time has gone on, it does get easier, but I still do dedicate time and just get quiet and allow myself to feel the feelings. I think grief oftentimes comes up unexpectedly, and the brain can tell us the timing of it showing up is inappropriate. We could be in a social setting or with another person and you just don't feel comfortable expressing yourself. And I'm sure you can relate to this. An emotion might come up and you push it down. We all know what that is like, right? Like everyone has done that at one time or another, but that doesn't go away. That just sits dormant until the next time it happens. And if we don't give ourselves the space to feel those feelings and enter that cave, if you will, like the quote I mentioned about Joseph Campbell, that energy takes a lot from us. It blocks us from feeling, and it can be a distraction creator. So if you have a lot of grief that you haven't dealt with, maybe you distract yourself with shopping or alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever a distraction you can do, workaholism, because it's so uncomfortable to feel those feelings and just really allow yourself to go in there. But what I've found for me is when I schedule it, I make a space that feels really safe. So I go in my room, I go in my bed, I pull up the covers, I have a cozy pillow, and I often start off with a meditation so I can get out of my head and I can drop into my heart. And then I connect with my dad or whomever is on the other side that I want to connect with at that time. We talk and I, of course, cry. And then I just let myself feel. And once you get started, it's so much easier. It's only when we're anticipating processing our grief that it's really, really scary. It feels so uncertain and very worrisome. And that's why so many of us decide not to feel those feelings. And we're like, okay, I'm just going to push that down and I'm just going to move forward and figure it out. But we are feeling beings. This is a part of who we are. And this is a part of our life journey. And it's so important to allow yourself to feel these feelings because then that energy can be released and you're allowed to move forward. And I remember I did some breath work actually right after it had been 6 months or so after my dad had passed. And it was a really intense breath work. I did the breathing for over an hour and there was a guide there, thankfully. She did such an incredible job and she held space for me so much so that I literally like didn't even want to, but a huge scream came out and I could like feel it dislodging from like my solar plexus and moving up. And I remember like she even said watching me that I was like, oh no, I don't want this to happen. And because it was in a public breathwork setting, I like traumatized everyone in that room, I'm sure. But I screamed super, super loud. And it was just this release of energy that I'd been holding onto because I was unfamiliar with how to process this level of grief. I knew I couldn't cry everywhere that I went. I knew that like I was supposed to deal with it, but I didn't want to. And it felt so gross. And I liked just living in denial. It was just so much easier. But like I said, that grief wasn't just like solving itself. I had to release it. I had to go through it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You have to go through it. And once you go through it, you not only feel so courageous that you gave yourself the opportunity to tackle a fear, which a lot of us have fear around processing emotions, but then it's released and it's gone. And it was crazy those first couple of weeks after the breath work that like I couldn't have caffeine. I couldn't drink alcohol. I was so stimulated because I had released this barrier of grief energy that was really holding me back and not allowing me to truly feel through my life because I was kind of numb. And so my suggestion to you, while it's so challenging to face, and I sincerely have like empathy for where you are, please allow yourself the space to feel your feelings. You are allowed to be sad. You are allowed to process your grief. And while it is definitely a representation of how much love you shared with that person, which is so beautiful, you don't have to see it in a positive light quite yet. You may have a lot of anger or frustrations, and that's okay. And just allowing those emotions to be there and sitting with those in the discomfort and then watching as they move away. Also recognizing that even if you give yourself the space for 10 minutes one time, that might not be enough for you. And so making sure you're creating whatever schedule or space you need for yourself on an ongoing basis. I'll tell you even now, which I'm really in the grief still, even though it's been 5 years, like it's definitely way less frequent, but it still comes up. And I still have challenges with doing it. Even though I know I'm going to feel better afterwards, I know it's the right thing for me. I'm like, okay, this morning, I'm like, I should wake up. I should just work out because then that'll give me like endorphins. And then, you know, like maybe I'll go for a beach walk and I'll listen to some of his favorite songs, but that's enough. Like, I don't need to do anything more than that. And then I was like, no, no, no. Like, I kind of went back and forth on myself. So it might be an internal struggle to get yourself there, but the more you do it, the more you realize the benefit of it. And it makes it easier and easier to come back to and allow yourself to process. So I hope that was helpful. Like I said, I'm not a grief expert. I'm only sharing what I know from my own experience. And I just want to help others who might be experiencing it as well. Okay, so kind of moving onward, what has been incredibly helpful for me is developing a relationship, a new relationship with my dad, although he's not here in the physical form. And while our brain is going to tell us that that's not real and that you're crazy and whatever signs you see or feelings or conversations you've had, they're not real. And you can obviously think what you want to think. That is your choice. But I know without a doubt, that he is very much still there. Now, is he there 6'6" with a sandy blonde kind of mullet haircut with blue eyes, like wearing the outfits he used to wear? No. He is in my mind because that is supportive to me. But to me, I believe that they are an energy. And it's really funny as my relationship with him has evolved. I've had dreams like on my birthday. He often comes the night before in my dreams. And one year he was like, looked like himself how I envision him. And then he had like a Barbie arm on one of his arms. And I was like, Dad, what's going on here? And he was like, I mean, I don't look like this anymore, Morgs. He's like, I know you want to see me this way. So I went and found my body, but like I couldn't find my arm. He literally said this to me in a dream. And so it's funny because it's like, while I still vision out our conversations as him in this certain way, it's like, I don't know if it really exists that way anymore, right? It's just like he's this energy, it's this presence that is available to us whenever we want it. Okay, so how do I do this? First of all, I think of them. And maybe right now in this moment, you want to bring to mind a loved one who has passed on. And when I say that, you can just think of them. And if you're anything like me, it comes forward in their best self possible. And you can do this. You can visualize them. My dad is like in his late 40s, early 50s, where he was just in his best shape, our best memories together. And that's how he shows up. And he's always wearing a lot of denim. I like denim too. So that's probably part of it. But he's just doing great. He's tan, which he liked being tan. And he's just thriving. So imagine your loved one. And if this is hard for you, think back to a memory. So thinking of a memory that you had with a loved one and going back into that space and time. Now, I highly recommend doing this in a meditative state. So I'm going to link in the show notes a couple of different meditations that I've done in the past that have been helpful. And you can start with those. And then after they're done, sincerely just doing this process. And over time, I'm going to pause here. I'm going to just say that over time, because I've done these vision exercises in like a conscious like process, I'm able to just pick up conversations with my dad whenever I want to. Okay. So getting back to it. So imagining them in the best way possible that's going to be supportive to you. Next, what you're going to do is do one of the, or after you've done one of these meditations, you envision them as their best self possible. And then simply sitting down and feeling their energy with you. This is so insanely powerful. Every time I get quiet and I just ask, I literally might even say it out loud, like, "Hey, Dad, are you here?" I can instantly feel a shift in my energy. Then I may have conversations with him and visually imagine us having a discussion. And it's insane how much comes back to me. I can hear the inflection in his voice. I can have him respond in the way that I would suggest he would respond to the questions that I might have, or I might just want to be in a space where I can unload. My dad, for me, was someone that was the person, like, if something bad happened, you know, we all have that person, like, I got in a car accident or, like, I had a bad day at work or whatever, I would just call him. And he would listen to me and offer me some sort of advice that always made me feel better. And so I oftentimes will revert back to that as well. And the point of these conversations is, I think the hardest part about someone no longer being here in the physical form is that it appears as though they've been taken away from us without our choice. We have no choice in the matter, because obviously we would still want them to be here. And so creating and developing a relationship with someone who has passed on, it fills that part of you, that yearning for them. Because if you've created this close relationship with them in the physical form, you can do the same energetically. And while I admit 100%, it is not the same. We are physical beings. We love the tangible. We like things with our senses. It's important for sure. This creates a solution. And it's the best solution I've found that has helped me mimic those emotions that I was able to develop with my dad. I always felt supported by him. I felt loved by him. I felt safe with him. I trusted him immensely. And so developing those emotions in these energetic conversations are just so powerful. They're so important to me. And like I said, now, like, on holidays, when I would normally call him in the morning on, like, even Easter or Thanksgiving, because I lived in California and he lived in Wisconsin, I can genuinely have those conversations with him one-off. And it fills the void for me. Yes, I still miss him. Yes, I still wish he was here in the physical form, but it is a solution. And so I'm offering this to you. If it's not something you've practiced or done, it can feel uncomfortable at first and foreign, right? Just like anything that we try for the first time. So going into it with an open mind and just allowing yourself to feel it out and how it works best for you. I'm providing ways in which that have been supportive to me. And as you practice this, you'll be like, yeah, that wasn't a good fit, or it was, or, you know, I'm going to do it at night, or maybe I'm going to do it while I'm in my car, whenever. There's no wrong way to do this. The only goal is that you feel some soul satisfaction. That is literally the goal. So you cannot do this wrong, and you will receive benefit from it. I promise you. I know so many people who have been able to create relationships with people who have since passed on. So the last thing that I'll share that I've mentioned on other podcast episodes, just from the universe in general, but receiving signs from a loved one. So thinking of things that are in representation of them. So my dad was a huge Rolling Stones fan. He traveled to Key West every spring for like 15 years, and he rented a house there for a couple of months. So anything Key West is very, like, reminds me of my dad. He liked his cocktails. So, like, martini or gin, Bombay Sapphire gin. tequila or margaritas, like those types of things. And then just whatever other essence might come up in my visions of him, like when I think of my dad. One other thing that's really random is my family owns a campground and we do a lot of yard work. So the smell of like diesel and the sound of like a weed whacker or a blower, leaf blower, are like very soothing to me, because that was like 90% of my childhood. That was what my dad was doing. So thinking of your loved one and like, what is a representation of something that like a song or an animal? Or my grandfather, he is coins for me. He collected coins and he was really smart with his money. And so whenever I see coins, like it just reminds me of him. And so maybe asking your loved one to say, hey, like, yeah, this is great. I'm glad we can connect emotionally, but I would really love to see a sign of you here. Just reminding me that this is real. And I can't even tell you how many clear, concrete signs I've received from my dad that like affirms that this is real. And it only creates more momentum and strength for our relationship while he's on the other side. Because I can't deny these signs I've seen. It's out of control. And it's fun now because I've brought my husband along for the ride. And in the beginning, I feel like he was like, you're a total kook. But sure, okay, Morgan. Yeah, that was him. But now he's familiar with it as well. And I'm like, babe. And he'll be like, oh my God. Like he is there, and that only further instills the proof for me, thus affirming the belief, making that stronger, and then adding to our relationship. So it's like this circle of life, if you will. But I hope you found this helpful. Man, oh man, is this the toughest part of life? I can't. I'm just like, ugh, grief. It is gnarly. But I am with you. You're not alone. If you're going through grief, no matter how long someone has been not here in the physical form, a great analogy of this that I learned from my grandpa's sister, Jean, very smart lady, is she just said, it's like a scab or a scar, excuse me, on your skin. And sometimes you can't even see it. Sometimes it's there. Sometimes it reopens, but it's always with you. And I do feel like that is the journey of grief. So not wanting it to be any different and just allowing it to be what it is and surrendering to the process, really sitting with those emotions, feeling those feelings, and knowing that you will be okay, that you're always supported, and that our loved ones are very much here with us whenever we want. So sending you lots of love. Thank you, as always, for listening. And until next time.
Did you enjoy this episode? If you did, then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. We sincerely appreciate your feedback. Stay tuned for another episode of Connect Back In, and thank you for listening.